If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second-guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit HumeHealth.com to get the Hume Band today.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. You guys are in for a complete treat today if you have ever thought or wanted to really get into the OnlyFans stardom and to have this either as a side hustle or your main job. I think it's always been out there. Everyone's kind of thought of it, but now we are giving you advice from a real pro on how to get started. My guest today is Courtney Telia. She transformed her life when she made the leap from teacher to OnlyFans model. Courtney went from food stamps to seven figures when she joined OnlyFans, and now she helps others to embrace their freedom, financial and personal, by teaching classes on how to break into the OnlyFans world, and she does a lot of life coaching. She's such an interesting person. She gives us the tips and tricks on how to get started and how to stand out. By the time I was done with this episode, I was ready to log on to OnlyFans and create my account and see how well I could do, maybe selling pictures of my feet. I'm not sure. But I think you guys will be so into listening to her advice on how to get started if it really interests you. And even if it doesn't interest you, it's interesting to hear from someone who's made a success at it. So sit back and listen to Courtney Telia. Thank you so much, Courtney, for joining me. I'm so happy you're here. I've been trying to get you on the show since before I started my podcast. You are on my bucket list of people.
Stop
to help.
It.
I promise you.
Really?
Yeah, because wow. I thought I read your story when you came out, then they wrote about you in the Post. And
in 2021.
Yes. And I remember thinking, this is so interesting that here this woman is that was a school teacher, a special eds teacher who was not making a lot of money and was trying to find, supplemental income and also just decided to have the freedom to like express who she was and where she felt like she could grow and how well you're doing now. And then the fact that you were offering classes to other people in the education field. I just thought that was like genius. I thought it was like so perfect for my show in terms of being misunderstood, because OnlyFans has such a stigma and people think you have to be like a porn star or have that mentality to be in that arena, and you just don't. So anyway, instead of me talking about it, I want to hear from you, but like start off just by telling us who you were as a person before your OnlyFans persona.
Yeah, I was like, I went the like actual like military route a little bit, like in high school, got my pilot's license, like very like proper, went to church, like all those things, and then realized like the military thing wasn't for me, and became a special ed teacher, taught kids that couldn't go to a public school because they were physically aggressive.
Oh, wow.
And I did that for 6 years, had concussions, like very unique circumstances, and just was like, wow, I'm miserable. And people are always like, oh, it's the money, it's money. That's one component of like a huge picture of like, you know, the parents are really difficult. The administrations are difficult. Like kids are difficult. Curriculum is difficult. Like there's all these things that when you're in the field, you're like, oh wow, like this was much different than I maybe anticipated. Mm-hmm. And so after 6 years, I was like, I'm kind of like starting to fall apart. Like my marriage is starting to like have some issues because I'm so miserable. I can't show up as a mom. I don't even know like what I like anymore. Like, do I have hobbies or is there anything? And my husband came to me and he was like, this isn't going to continue to work anymore. Like we have to figure something out. And at that time we were just living off of my one teacher income because he had quit. He was a teacher as well to start his own business. And I was like, I don't even know what I like, but I know I like going to the gym. So I guess I'll do that. And so he's like, resign and do that. And so I resigned, finished out the school year, started like working as a personal trainer. Didn't really love that either. Started doing like life coaching, loved that, and doing modeling at the same time. Just like my husband taking my progress pics, sexy little photos. And then I was like, I really love this. I love modeling. I love expressing myself. And I love being able to help other women to feel that too.
What kind of modeling were you doing though at the time? Like, were you finding gigs?
It was more for my personal thing and for social media. And so I was doing bikini fitness stuff. My first ever like actual photo shoot, I did like fitness and lingerie, and the photographer was like, do you want to do any nude stuff? And this was somebody that I felt very comfortable with. I hadn't actually met him, but many of my friends had chat with him. Mm. And I was like, yeah, actually I do. And I was like, I felt so at home with myself and like free. And I was like, this is crazy because this is the opposite of what I thought I would feel being nude in front of somebody else. I thought I would feel terrible and like, you know, slut shamed and all these things. And I was like, I actually want all women to feel at home with themselves the way I do. And that's kind of where the journey began.
So were you making any money though, doing any of these test shots or these modeling shots, or you were just putting them up on Instagram or something?
I was just putting them up on Instagram. And actually at the time my husband ran my Instagram because I didn't have a clue. Mm. And he would put them up there. And after like a few months, people were like, hey, do you do custom content? Like, do you do things like that? And this was way before OnlyFans existed. Mm. And I was still a struggling teacher. And I was like, honestly, people are offering me hundreds of dollars for like a couple minute video, which takes me a full week as a teacher.
Yeah.
And so at first I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then I was like, honestly, I got kids to feed, I got bills to pay. And so I made a couple and I was like, actually that was kind of fun. And I kind of like the money of it too. So,
and how did your husband, how did your husband feel about you doing that?
So supportive. He was the one filming it.
Oh my gosh.
He was the one in the like DMs too, because he ran my page at that time.
Right. Okay. So he was also supportive, making sure that this was all a work gig and nothing else suspicious was going on. How did you get into the OnlyFans world? How did you figure that out? And also, I think what's misunderstood is like a lot of people think that to be an OnlyFans model, you have to be like, you know, someone who's been like sucking dick for a living or, you know, been really aggressive sexually to like all of a sudden want to be that type of person. And I do not think that that's the case, but you tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I feel like everyone that I've met in the OnlyFans space is like a real entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And it's like women who are buying property or paying for their parents to have like great livings or paying off college stuff. Like everyone's like really after it. I feel like we get misunderstood by people think that this was my only career option, that I like had to turn to OnlyFans. Like I was a year away from my PhD. I'm very educated. I'm married. I have four kids. And so I think when people actually get to know me, it actually does make them question the ideas that they had about who's an OnlyFans girl, right? Because you're like, oh, she had nothing else. She couldn't do anything else.
She can only use her sexuality to get anywhere in this world. Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah. Versus like, I already had a career. I have a full life coaching business that fully sustains. And I was like, I love doing this. And I started OnlyFans in 2019 before the pandemic. And I was like, I saw people kind of hopping on it. And I was like, you know, I have all these beautiful pictures that I love. I can't post them on social media anymore due to community guidelines. Mm-hmm. And if I could post them, maybe make like $500 a month. I live in LA. I was like, that's a car payment, that's gas, whatever. Right. That would be amazing. And so I got on, and in the first month I made $1,500. And I was like, this is pretty great. Like I'm already doing the shoots. I already have the content. I'm making money off of what I already love to do. Right. So that's kind of where I got started.
So how long did it take you to build up a following where you were, you started to see the momentum?
I would say, I mean, I made $1,500 every month for the first probably 6 months, and then maybe like close to 2020. Mm-hmm. Obviously everything has shifted. People are all online. That's when everything really took off. I had also created a free page at the time. So people could buy pay-per-view content. And so I had both pages running. And so that's when I started making like five figures plus.
So COVID was like the perfect thing for your business.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were really
prepared.
In so many
ways, life coaching too.
Yeah. Yeah. But okay. So now let's get into the details though, because I think that's what's really important for people and what they really want to find out from you, which is like, how do they get started and how do they get, I mean, the whole thing of it is to make money, you need to have the viewers or the people that are going to subscribe, right? And so for anyone that is sitting at home listening to this right now, and they're like, but I have such a small following, or I want to keep my anonymity, so I don't want people to know who I am, but they can buy on my page and, or subscribe and then they can get to know me, but I want to keep things quiet. Like, let's get into that whole conversation, because people, I think, are so hesitant because they don't really know where to start.
Totally get that. Obviously having a platform helps. Mm-hmm. However, I've lost my Instagram going on 18 times in the last year.
Why?
And so that's a whole nother topic of like this whole underground scam happening with social media. And they exploit people with big followings and make them pay to get their social media back. I don't know if you've heard about that.
I have, but that's crazy that keeps happening over and over to you.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. But anyway, so saying that, I don't actually have much of a following mm-hmm. at this time. Mine went down literally again this morning. Oh. And so I'm at like 30,000 followers, which is good, but it's not like millions of what maybe people maybe perceive that they have. That being said, there's so many ways to go viral, to put yourself out there and keep your identity private. I think TikTok is the most brilliant way to go viral to even keep your identity private, because the platform is made for people to go viral. So you can make a video of you, nothing sexual, cooking, whatever you love, have it going to a separate, your Instagram, wherever they go to, where they can find that link. And I've made so much money off of TikTok. Other great ways are like Twitter, obviously. Reddit's a big one. I'm not super familiar with that one, but I have friends who use it. And that one's really great at keeping your identity private, because you literally have people who cut their head off of their photo, remove any tattoos or identifying marks, and post photos, and people subscribe like crazy to that.
So, all right, wait, let's get to the very basic start of this. How do you sign up for OnlyFans? Yeah.
You go to the website and you sign up. You have to like confirm your identity with like driver's license, like email address, username. And then they verify your identity, which is really important because then it means that other people aren't using your photos and that they're, and with the new owner of OnlyFans, they've made it even more, what's the word?
Exclusive.
They're making sure that, yeah, they're making sure that you are who you say you are and that you're going to post the photos of you and not somebody else.
Right.
So like originally photographers were on there a lot and posting photos of models they had shot,
right,
which is a big thing. And that's really gotten cleaned up.
Right. Okay. So the privacy thing and the verification has become a very big deal.
A very big deal.
Okay. So that's good. So people can sign up. That will take a couple minutes. And then what
it may take 24 hours for identity to like go through, but yeah, it'll be pretty quick.
Okay. So then that happens. And then what happens? Then you are ready to go. Then your account is
open and
ready to make money.
You put in your bank information and now you're officially ready to make money. Now what I would do is I would go on TikTok and I would start making TikToks, whatever you like. And like, I really mean this. It doesn't need to be sexual. It can be planting, baking, coloring, makeup, anything, painting nails, mixing paint, like it really can be anything. Mm-hmm. And you really don't have to show your identity in this. Like there's so many ways of doing it. And then you have to have a way for them to get to you. Mm-hmm. So I would link it to an Instagram, probably not your personal one if you're trying to be private. Mm-hmm. And have a link there. Do not put an OnlyFans link or a website link that has an OnlyFans in a TikTok. You will be removed so fast.
Okay. That's really good advice. Do you think that people that show their face have a better time of getting more subscribers, or if someone just has, you know, body shots and they're sexy and they're beautiful. And by the way, what I found is it doesn't matter kind of what your body looks like, because there's someone for everyone. Like people might love
1000%. Thank you for saying that.
Some people might love super skinny. Some people might love totally flat and no boobs. So the game is open to anyone, right?
Yeah. You really don't have to be like society's idea of what pretty is, which I don't like that idea anyway, but it literally is open to anybody. Like you can literally make a killing. There's a woman I know, she's in her 50s and she makes way more than I make. Right. Cause people are always like, what are you going to do when you age out of it? And I was like, boo, I haven't even hit my prime. Are you serious?
Right. So, but do you think it's harder for people that don't show their face, that show for their neck down? Like, do you think it gives something more to the viewer if your face is in it?
I think it goes both ways, right? There's this idea of like, who is she? Right. This mm-hmm. like suspense of like, she doesn't show her face and I'm curious. Also, I think a huge thing in the platform is people want the connection. People want that relationship. And so there is, when you are showing your face, you're able to connect in a different way with your audience, and people are likely to continue to subscribe and renew and to pay for more.
Got it. Okay. All right. So people are going now to TikTok. They're doing their little videos and all their different things to try and go viral just to get a couple subscribers. Step into a world of nonstop action on DraftKings Casino. Play the classics like blackjack, roulette, and slots. Plus, enjoy exclusive games you can't find anywhere else. Right now, new customers can get a deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit just $5 or more. All you have to do is sign up, select the offer, make your deposit, and start playing from a full suite of games. Your way is the only way to play on DraftKings Casino. Play online, on your time, in your space, and within your means. It's safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you're ready. Download the DraftKings Casino app now, sign up with promo code UNDERSTOOD, and new customers get a deposit match up to $100 in casino credits when you deposit $5 or more. Only on DraftKings Casino with promo code UNDERSTOOD. So once again, download the app, sign up with promo code UNDERSTOOD. DraftKings Casino. Gambling problem? Called 1-800-GAMBLER. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. Please play responsibly. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. One per opt-in new customer. Minimum $5 deposit. Max match $100 in casino credits, which require one times playthrough within 7 days. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/player's choice. Restrictions apply.
So now let's go back to TikTok. And how are you deciding what your content is going to be? How do you stand out? Why are people paying for subscription to one person's account versus another?
why for OnlyFans?
Yeah.
People are subscribing to multiple people. I think that's why the platform is so big versus like some of these other ones that have popped up, because like I can subscribe to you and you and you and you and you, and I can check all my people at once. The same as when you go to Instagram, you can check all your people you follow at once. Oh. And so people are mass subscribing to a bunch of people. That's why they always say like, do you think the market's saturated? No, because like people are, you can follow as many Instagram people. Yes, you're paying, but people want to see a bunch of people all at once.
Right, right.
So,
okay. So now I know there are companies that you can hire to help you with the content, to decide what you wear, what the lighting is, and they take like 30%. What do you think about those companies? Do people need to hire them?
No, they're absolutely trash. I can't stand these companies. I'm sorry. I literally can't stand them. I watched all of my friends get screwed over by these people who take, OnlyFans takes 20%. Then you have a company taking 30% off that. You're making 50% of your own content. Mm. And to be honest, people don't want the perfect lighting, the perfect Photoshopped photo, the perfect smoothed out skin. They don't want it. They want to see the real you. They're okay. Like the selfie. They want that almost like girlfriend experience, like that selfie at home that makes it feel like you took it for them. Mm-hmm. That's what they want. They don't want that other stuff.
Right. Right.
So I would say absolutely not. I literally just got a message from a company and I screenshot it, 'cause they're like, look at how much we can make you. And I would be taking a major pay cut if I went with this company.
Right.
One, not only by paying them, but they aren't getting their people a lot of money.
Right, right, right.
It's crazy.
So the question I asked you before, you were saying there's space for everyone and people are subscribing to a lot, but like a girl that I know, so I interviewed the girl from Money Shot from the movie on Netflix. And I found so to stand out, she does dick recommendations or dick, she
ratings.
Yes, dick ratings, which I thought was fantastic. And she says she makes,
I love doing them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you do them too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me all about it. How do you do that?
I love it. I'm actually running a special on them right now because I love doing them so much. Like men are so proud of their dicks. And like, I know as women, we're like, oh God, another dick in our DMs. But like the way they get so excited about it, I'm like, if I can just like bring that energy in, you're so excited. Let me get excited with you. And like you pay me, I'm going to rate it and tell you what I think about it. Okay. And to me, I feel like I'm also doing a service for the ladies. Personally, I prefer a trimmed dick hair, right? Yeah. I don't want a big bush. I don't want hair in my mouth.
So do you give them advice?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you're helping all the women out there.
That's what I'm doing a service for everybody. Yes. I'm like, we need this trimmed up a little bit down here because we don't want the hair there.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm helping everybody out and like giving them confidence. Like it's, to me, it's a win-win.
Totally. Well, God bless you. You're a real patriot there for doing that.
You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit humehealth.com to get the Hume Band today.
So wait a minute. So how does that work though? People don't know that you're doing that unless they subscribe. Like you're not putting that on your Instagram, are you?
I would not put it on my Instagram. I do put it on my Twitter.
You do. So you'll say, sign up, go to my subscribe page or whatever, sign up. And I will, can you say dick on Twitter?
Yeah. There's full porn on Twitter. You can do whatever you want on there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Elon Musk is back in the running. I guess all sorts of things are happening. So
that actually happened before Elon on his behalf. Porn's been on Twitter for a long time.
Amazing. Okay. So that was a question I had though. I see a lot on Instagram or wherever, feeds that are half naked of people.
Yeah.
And that seems like it's free. Well, it is free because I'm looking at it and I don't even know who these people are. So how does that then translate to then go onto their OnlyFans if you're already seeing, you know, a lot coming from them? How are they getting even more from that?
You know, I used to have that same perception too, right? Like, why am I going to pay for something I've already seen? But have you ever watched a movie preview and been like, oh, that movie preview was so good. Mm-hmm. It was so good that I don't even need to see the movie.
Yeah.
Probably not, right? You're like, that movie preview was so good. Like, I'm actually on my way to go see the movie. Like, I'm getting tickets now. Mm-hmm. And so previews or like a taste actually is like, ooh, I like that so much that like, I actually want to see more of it. Right. And that's how I see it. I used to very much be like that, where I'd be like, oh, I don't want to give it away for free, which I still, I very much respect that. And if that's how people feel or like want to cover whatever, everyone's different about it. But now I'm like, I don't feel like I can, people are still going to pay. People still want the good stuff. People still want to connect with me in my OnlyFans, in my DMs. So
I'm a sucker for beauty products. You should see what my bathroom looks like. And I'm obsessed with anything that's easy to use, has great results, and can save me money. Kitsch does all three. It's a literal game changer. Kitsch started in 2010 with just a hustle and a dream, and I know all about the hustle. The company is self-funded, female-founded, and is now carried in over 20,000 retail locations. They believe everyone deserves a little indulgence, no matter your budget, your skin type, or your hair type. You've probably seen Kitsch's satin pillowcases, caps, and eye masks, which are great for your hair and skin while you sleep. Or maybe their heatless satin curling rollers, which totally save your hair from heat damage. The latest Kitsch craze is their rice water shampoo bars. They can improve your overall hair growth and fullness, and who doesn't love that? So I have to be honest with you, I started noticing Kitsch when I would go into my local CVS, let's say, and I saw it right up front and I loved the packaging. I thought it was interesting. And so finally I tried one item. It's a soap and a type of razor that you can shave your skin with. It was the best razor I've ever used. That was how I first came into contact with Kitsch. And then all of a sudden I started seeing these heat rollers and these things you could put in your hair that's heatless. And then I started seeing the satin pillowcases. And I was like, this company is amazing. I love their products. And now anytime I stop in there, I have to buy something from them because I'm always just like going to that section to see what they have. It's adorable, it's cute, and it's actually useful. So for a limited time, you can live out your Barbie dream with the Barbie by Kitsch collection featuring Kitsch's best-selling satin pillowcases and iconic Barbie pink. I got two of those for my daughter and I, and we totally love them. We bring them over to the couch, we watch our movies with them, and I sleep with them. It's fantastic, and it makes your bedding look amazing. Right now, Kitsch is offering you 30% off your entire order at mykitsch.com/understood. That's right, 30% off anything and everything at mykitsch.com/understood. That's one more time, mykitsch.com/understood for 30% off your order. Guys, go on the website, check it out. You are going to love the products.
So what are you specifically doing in your OnlyFans that you're not doing on a free site? Or what would you suggest for other people that they need to be doing?
Whatever you feel comfortable with. I always say, don't do anything that you're like, I feel like I have to do this to make money or I have to do this to be seen. I never recommend that because that just builds, the energy isn't right, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to purchase something because you felt like you had to do it.
Yeah.
Do it because you feel good about it. When I first started my OnlyFans, I didn't show any nudity, zero.
Wow. Really?
Because I wasn't fully there yet. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to show and what do I wanted to express. And like, since 2019, I've progressed a lot and it's always been intentional. Mm. So like, if you're like, I don't ever want to show nudity right now. I only want to show my feet. Amazing. You can make a ton of money just showing your feet and you don't have to do any nudity.
I have amazing feet. So,
Why aren't you on the platform?
Because I'm just doing an interview with you now and you're telling me how to do it. As soon as I get off this interview, I'm going to sign up for OnlyFans and then I'm going to go through you to find out if I'm doing it the right way.
People love feet. You can make a ton of money on feet.
So weird.
People will pay for your pedicures. People will pay for your shoes, like all kinds of stuff. So like you can totally make a ton of money. I have another friend who does gardening in a bikini, no nudity, makes a ton of money. Like there's so many ways of making money that isn't just like that's another kind of like misunderstanding. I have to do full porn. Only do full porn if you want to do full porn. Don't do what you feel good about and that excites you and you want to create the content for. So that's what it's really about.
Let me ask you a question though. So if somebody's doing like gardening in a bikini, when they're promoting, like you're talking about, to go on TikTok or Instagram to basically try and get people to sign up for OnlyFans, are they kind of promoting themselves as a gardener fully clothed? And then the progress is that when they sign up, then the clothes have come off. Is that how you would have them kind of relate to the fact that this girl's platform is she's a gardener and then I can see it kind of naked? I mean, would you suggest for people that that's what works so that you're not one person here and a totally different person there?
Totally. Okay. I recommend that. Like you could be like in overalls and being like the shoulder flips off a little bit and be like, oops. And then it cuts. Cause then people are like, oh, what comes next? Like, I'm curious about this.
Right.
I do have friends that do things totally different. They'll have a TikTok for their personal and a TikTok that's more for their subscriber kind of base. Mm-hmm. My thing with that is that you're starting to manage so many platforms. I personally don't like that because I'm like, I'm already overwhelmed. I got Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all these different things. And I'm like, this is too much. So my thing is be you on all the things, but yeah.
Okay. Now
what works best.
How much time would you suggest people have to spend on their content?
Oof. This is another thing that like people think you just take some nude photos and like post it up and you're going to be raking in it, which I mean, you can, we've witnessed that happen, but like being like, people want to experience you always. So my thing is creating content throughout your day. This is me at the gym, went into the bathroom. Here's a little topless selfie, right? Mm-hmm. Like throughout the day, it brings people on a journey with you, allows people to connect with you. So am I still like loading up my lights and like taking content at home? Yes. But I also find it so much easier if I'm just taking content throughout the day and uploading it as I go.
Okay.
Like I said earlier too, it doesn't need to be perfect. They don't want that. And I used to do that.
Okay. And wait, that brings up a good point. Like, do people need to invest in a good ring light? Do they need to have a certain area in their house they're always doing this? Or like you're saying, it just should be fluid and whatever they're doing.
Yeah. Fluid and whatever. Like, I have good equipment now, but when I started, like good old iPhone, you can buy a $20 like selfie light on Amazon that you use for like lighting, but I wouldn't spend a lot of money investing in a bunch of equipment. Like it's really not necessary.
Okay. Good advice. And then how many times does someone need to post a photo versus a video throughout the day for their subscribers to feel like they're getting their money's worth?
Yeah, I always say between 3 to 4 in a variety, photo, video, whatever you feel called to make. I do boomerangs too. But I like to post at least 3 to 4 times a day. But I sell content like pay-per-view content between 8 and 15 times a day.
Okay.
So that means, so like I'm posting on, but remember I've done this for a while. I have a lot of content. Okay. I make content weekly. And so like, I'm posting 3 to 4 times a day and then I'm selling videos in their DMs 8 to 15 and they go out like every hour to 2 hours.
Okay. So now talk about the DMs because that's like another place to make money on top of the subscriptions, right? Okay. Tell us all about that.
Okay. So in the DMs, I will send, you want to do two things. We want to connect with people, right? Good morning. How are you? We want to generate conversation. We want people to feel connected. And then we also want to sell them things. So maybe it's, okay, let's use the feet example. I took this great photo of my feet in the bathtub. You want to see me like actually massage my feet with some bubble bath. It's a 3-minute video. It's going in your DMs, selling it for $5, right? And again, pricing is what you feel good about. If you were like $5, I spent 20 minutes making that video. I want to sell it for 10. Do what you feel called to do with pricing.
But are you writing this DM to just the people that reach out and say, hey, I want to see, or you're writing it to everyone subscribing?
Everybody subscribed.
Ooh,
and another trick that I do is that anybody who subscribed and then expires, right? Maybe they didn't renew their subscription or whatever. I go back and follow them. And so if I have like on my free page, I have 60,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. I go back and follow anybody who didn't renew. And so that I can also DM them as well. And so now I'm not only DMing people who follow me, but people who expired. And so I'm DMing 100,000 people this video, right? And so they can still purchase your content.
Wow. Okay. Now I think I'm kind of savvy, but maybe I'm not. Is there like a, some sort of button you hit to DM everyone at the same time, or you literally have to go in?
Yes. Nope. It'll say, who do you want to DM this to? Do you want to hit it to your following, people who have renew on, people who you can't do expired. You can only do people you're following.
Got it.
So that's why you follow them back. So yeah, you can go through and click in the like different lists and it goes out in a mass DM, and you can set it on a timer too. So like
genius,
set it up to where, yeah. So it's similar to social media in that way where you can be like, I want this post to go out at 8 AM. I want it to go back out at 10 AM, and you know, like you can set it to go auto send.
And what's your rate of return on something like that? How many people do you think you would be getting to buy that video on any given time that you're promoting something?
It depends. I should look at my percentages actually, my percentages of opens, but I have a number goal per day that I want to reach. That's kind of more what I base things on, is like how much money I want to make per day. And so that's what I kind of look at.
So, but I guess to answer my question, do you think that is helping in terms of getting that number a day?
Yes. Okay. 1,000%. It's a huge source of my income is those DMs going out and people buying content. Okay. The other thing is because there are a lot of people on the platform. We know that. And there's a lot of people sending messages. If I'm sending a message, say I send a message at 8 AM, I might send a follow-up message at 8:30 AM and be like, did you see this video I sent above? Send another message at 9 AM. If I'm sending messages staggered like that, I'm at the top of their inbox always, right? So if they subscribe to 20 girls, they'll be like, oh, look it, there's Courtney at the top. I'm going to click on that, right? And so there's different things like that that I'll do. I send messages, I'll send follow-up messages. I post on their stories on there too. And so you're right at the top of somebody's headline. So they'll be like, there's Courtney. And then I post on the like wall. So I'm kind of everywhere so that I'm in their face.
Right. So, but this is on like, do they have to be logged in to see these posts? Like, is it like Instagram where sometimes you'll get an alert, or they have to actually be in their account to see that you're posting these things?
I think they have to be in their account. I do subscribe to other creators too, because I'm always curious what other people are doing or inspiration.
Yeah.
And I get emails sometimes and they'll be like, oh, so-and-so posted, but it's not consistent. Okay. So I'm not really sure how often they're getting notified of like posts and things like that.
Okay. And is there a sweet spot for people just starting, of how much they should be charging for a subscription?
I really think it's what you feel called to. I am at $13. That to me feels like an easy, like, no loss for people to be like, 13 bucks is no problem. Like if I love it, I love it. I'll continue. If I don't, like it's 13 bucks, no big deal.
It's 13 bucks a month. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But that seems so cheap. How do you make money on that?
I know, because you have thousands of people coming in. Oh, and then you have people buying DMs, their paid messages. And then I have the free page as well, where it's completely free. And then people are buying DMs and paid per-view content.
Right. Okay. So I want to talk about pay-per-view content for 1 second, because I think that people might want more information on that. But when you are, do you think that it's more like, you know, I always say to people, like, people make more money at Target than they do at Chanel, because Chanel, the prices are so high. They're maybe selling one thing, where Target, they're selling hundreds of thousands of things all the time. Right. So would you suggest for people to really take your advice on that and do something like $13, $10, because you'll get a lot more subscribers? Whereas if they try to do, you know, $30 a month or $50 a month, because they think that that's going to make them more money, it really isn't, because they'll get a lot less. Cause if I'm thinking about it, I would be like, wait a minute. I would be like, you know, I'm on, Cameo for like $100. Like, why would
I'm on Cameo too.
Yeah. But it's like, they were trying to convince me to do a lot less. Cause they're like, you'll have so many people if you're on a very small amount of money, as opposed to, you know, who wants to spend $100 for a minute of you talking, you know? So what are your thoughts on that?
It's really up to the person, right? Your Cameo is such a great example, because if you were to lower it, because Cameo told me to lower mine too. Mm-hmm. And they were like, if you're at like $15, like you could get so many. And to me that builds resentment, right? Because yeah. I'm like, I don't want to do a Cameo of me talking for 1 minute in this way. That doesn't feel like a win to me. Yeah. I want to charge 50.
Yeah.
And so if you like, I don't want to charge $13 because this is what I want to be. Like I was $21 for until 2022. And I dropped it because I felt called. Like I was intentional. It wasn't because I was like, other people are doing this. Like I was like, I want to charge this at this time. And that's just what I feel called.
And did you find that you got more subscribers at that lower price?
No.
Okay.
I really believe in doing what you feel called. So if you're like, I want to charge 50, I have friends who charge 30. I saw somebody today who charges 50. Like it's really what you feels good to you. Because if you charge again 13 and you're like, I hate this, you'll be resentful the whole time.
Right. 100%. If you have to spend a month doing content just to try it out and you have like 3 subscribers and you're like, this is a total nightmare. That would suck.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Do what you feel called to like sell it at. Totally.
Right. Okay. What else is super important for people to, know getting started now, or, specifically, I think, how, and you said like TikToks and marketing it that way, but do you think changing up your, like having kind of a platform for something like you were talking about, like the gardening, or if I had a misunderstood, OnlyFans that who knows what that would even mean. I don't even know. I would have to think about that.
That sounds exciting.
So misunderstood positions that are misunderstood in sex. That could be really fun.
Really fun.
I'm just kidding. But, I think that everyone wants to try it, but they're really scared to, whether it's because they think they can't, that no one will watch, or they're scared to because of the stigma. And like, what has the stigma been for you? You said that you have 4 kids, like, and this is you're making money on this. This is your job, right? So what is that like for you?
As far as the stigma goes, I don't live by that. Like my kids actually know, all of them know I'm on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Our oldest one actually works for us, and she doesn't upload my OnlyFans content. She works my website where I sell my OnlyFans training course.
Yeah.
And so she's very aware. All of our kids know, but again, it's like age appropriate conversations. I'm not telling my young ones what I do. My kids have always known me as like a model because I started modeling and I left teaching in 2017. They were really little. So they've witnessed me going to photo shoots forever. Mm-hmm. They know of a platform OnlyFans because they Googled it, and saw like OnlyFans. They don't know what it is as far as like they think it's like an Instagram or Twitter, like it's just like a social media. That's what they know. They know mom models, but I also do like fashion shows too. Like I was just in Miami for Miami Swim Week. And to me being myself is a win for everybody in the sense that like they have much better lives now. We have, tickets to all of the amusement parks here in California. And then like we get to travel. Like when I was a teacher, like we were like broke, like filed bankruptcy broke, like homeless broke. Mm-hmm. And so like being able to provide for my kids, like it's been a life changing for them. And then also like I got to do Miami Swim Week. And so now my son, who's very into fashion, got to walk with me in his first fashion show last week. So like, I just believe like me following my passion, my desires is like a win for everybody.
Right. So we had, Nicole Mitchell on, and I think you have helped her, a lot with her path.
Yes.
And she's someone who, she started out as, you know, very conservative. She was a pastor, and then she decided that she wanted to come out as being queer. And now she is an OnlyFans stripper, basically. She loves being a stripper. And, so she doesn't only do content, but she just loves that whole thing and loves, that's what she gets, you know, confidence in with her body and her mind. And she is so positive and so happy in her new persona that it was like radiating through the screen. I thought it was a great episode because I was so proud of like her owning her truth. And I thought that was very cool. And I love that she teaches other people now. She has all these classes, which is where she got, you know, the idea from you basically. So talk about your website and talk about how you are helping other people.
Yeah. So I started doing life coaching for women back in, I think 2017, because I was like, women deserve to have the life that they want. Like whatever it is that they desire, we've dimmed our light so much in every way, business-wise. It really came clear to me, like for moms, like, it's like, as soon as you become a mom, like forget being like a business owner, forget being sexy, forget like any of your desires. Like, it's like, the world thinks that that needs to go away. And I was like, I want women to come back into like their power and their desires and their brilliance. And so I created this course, like a few different courses, one like bringing women back to their power and their desires called Bold Femininity. And then I think the one that Nicole did is called Express Yourself, where I teach women like how to model, how to feel comfortable in their body. Whether it's just like, I want to take a sexy selfie, or like I want to do a boudoir shoot, or I want to do OnlyFans, that I want women to like come back to their brilliance.
Yeah.
So that's all on my website.
I love all that. And the difference, I think, with Nicole, she's very funny. Like, she does these live Instagrams and it's like, tonight we're going to be doing the art of a hand job. And I'm like, amazing. Like, what?
Right?
Yeah.
And it's all things that we should have, okay, maybe not the art of a hand job being taught in school, but it's all like things that like nobody teaches you about or tells you about. And you're just like kind of left wondering and doing maybe your own research or like getting bad information.
Yeah. And we're all like, we're all left fumbling around until someone corrects us, or like, you know, a lot of times like stuff will be happening to us. Like, I think a lot of girls have an issue with guys going down on them, and you like it or you don't, depending on how good of a job they're doing. And sometimes you're just pretending and you're writhing around in ecstasy when it's, and it sucks. And I think if people had a class, or some facilitation on, you know, sex ed a little better than what they're being given now, which is just like birds and the bees and where babies come from and how to not get AIDS. Yeah. And, you know, it would be a lot more helpful, especially if you're
totally,
if you want to be sexual.
Totally.
You know? So, and I think that builds self-esteem.
Exactly. I agree. And that's something else I have to always say about OnlyFans too, is people are like, well, it's just sexual. I do so much like relationship coaching or like healing for people or connecting with people. And I've helped so many people with even like gambling addictions or being able to be like, I have this sexual desire, but I don't know how to communicate it to my partner. Mm. And so I was like, there's a sexual component, but it's still so much more than people understand. Like, it's so much more in depth than that.
Yeah. Okay. So, now that people have listened to this episode, I think you've given a lot of tips on how to start your OnlyFans account. Should people subscribe to yours to see what you're doing to get some tips, or like what would your thoughts be on them getting to know the field of what's out there? Don't you think that's important?
Absolutely. Okay. So there's two things I'd recommend. I have an OnlyFans training course. It has two modules in it. And I think it's $30. I was running it for free for all people who worked in education for a while, and I can run a new promo again. Mm-hmm. Because I'm just like, it helps. Like, it helps to understand the ins and outs from the very beginning, to marketing, to what you want to show and express. So mm-hmm. I definitely think that's on my website.
Okay.
And it's literally called OnlyFans Training Course. The second thing is subscribing to creators that you look up to, whether it's me or somebody else, where you can be like, oh, I really like how they did this, or they expressed themselves in this way, or they posted this, or they ran this special. I subscribe to so many creators because so many people have brilliant ideas. Then I'm like, that's a great idea. I want to do that too.
Who are some that you're inspired by that you follow?
There's this, she's actually a porn star, but her name is Brandy, and she's the one I was telling you about, and she's 50.
Okay.
And she just is always doing like, contribution campaigns where people can tip like so much to get access to whatever content, and people really participate in those, or she'll run like different specials or different games and stuff like that. And so I'm always like, I'll scroll through her stuff to see different things that she has going on.
Okay. So to get different promo ideas sort of to
yeah.
your auntie. And I wanted to go back for 1 second. So you were talking about the DM stuff and then you're sending out these messages. And then is the pay-per-view that you were talking about, that's when you're sending the actual video. Is that what you call pay-per-view?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then what about for people that just want to talk to you, people that want to know you, people that want to interact with you? Are you charging them more?
I don't. And I've had people ask me about that because there is a setting on OnlyFans where you can say like charge them $4 per message or something along
like
those
they
lines.
Do on Cameo, right?
Yeah. Yes. I do have it turned on Cameo.
Me too.
I do not have it turned on OnlyFans. And because I want people to build that connection with me.
That's smart.
If people have that connection and relationship with you, they're going to continue to subscribe. Okay. If they feel like they can't access you when they maybe are already paying a subscription price, they're probably less likely to continue to subscribe and participate. And on that platform, we want people subscribing, we want them participating, and we want them connected to you on whatever level you feel good with, so that they keep buying.
Right. Okay. Any other suggestions for, in terms of, you were talking about your daily number that you have in your head, what would be a good daily number for someone to have in their head when they first start so that if they know if they're doing well or not?
I recently heard a statistic that the average person makes $150 a month on OnlyFans,
wow.
which was shocking to me.
Yeah.
But you also have to remember you have people who create accounts who never actually do anything with it. And so you have people who you have really highs and really lows. So to me, like what would feel like a fun number to you that maybe feels like a stretch, but also something you could get your energy behind? Because sometimes I've done that with numbers before where I'm like, oh, I really want to make this, but it felt like too big of a leap to where I was that I was like, I can't get my energy behind that. It feels impossible. So like, does getting one subscriber a day feel exciting to you? Feel like easy, but also maybe a little bit of a stretch? That's what I always ask my people, like what feels exciting, what feels like you can get your energy behind, but a little bit of a stretch. That's what I would recommend.
So is it different for everyone? Like there's no kind of number that we should be following. Like we shouldn't know, like if you're getting 10 subscribers a day, that you're on the right path, or if you're getting 2, or if you're getting 100, there's no way to know and gauge how well you're doing.
I would not know that.
Okay.
To be honest, because it's so random for everybody.
Yeah.
And you may have like a huge influx, like when there's media that comes out about me, I may have an influx of like 4,000 subscribers, but like the following days, maybe I get 10 to 20. So it can be a little bit of a roller coaster.
I see.
So yeah. So I'm just, I always do things energetically or like, how does it feel? And that's kind of what I base everything off of versus like, yeah, a specific. If you're not hitting 10, then you're fucking up. Like, it's not like that.
Right, right. Okay. Where do you see the future of OnlyFans or this kind of thing going? I mean, do you see it changing at all?
I don't. I feel like it's such... I was talking to a girl yesterday, and a lot of people have had not great numbers this summer. A lot of the big creators' numbers have kind of gone down a little bit. And people who've been on this platform and creating, they're business women, they're marketers. They're like, I always said too, I learned more by running an OnlyFans than I did by going to college and getting all my degrees. Like,
wow.
I learned more about it. So like whether OnlyFans continues to exist or it doesn't, you're still going to have these people creating, running businesses, marketing, doing things. With that being said, I feel like OnlyFans is going to be around for a long time because it's given the power back to the creator in so many ways. We own our own content. We get to choose what we put out there. And so I think it's a really powerful place.
Okay. So I'm going to say right now that I'm going to try this. Now that I've spoken to you and I've spoken to people like, you know, Shayna Mokler and, you know, like a bunch, Nicole and a bunch of these people that have their accounts. And you're the first one that's made me feel like, okay, now I know the actual steps. I'm going to try it for, I guess I should say 3 months, but I'll definitely try it for a month where I'm like posting every day. I have to figure out what my platform's going to be about, but then I'm going to contact you and I'm going to tell you how it's going. And I'll give you a free subscription so you could go on and tell me what I'm doing wrong or right.
I'm happy to help you. And honestly, the big thing is like, have fun with it. Like your idea of like the sex positions, like I saw a girl doing something like, what sex position would you want to see me in? And she's fully clothed, right? Like,
smart.
But she had made so much money. I could see the tips on the thing. And maybe she was sending out the position nude after. I don't actually know, but she had made a lot of money. And so like, I actually think the misunderstood sex positions is brilliant.
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like you could have so much fun with like different things that maybe like you said, the misunderstood hand job or the misunderstood whatever it may be.
Right.
We all have misunderstandings about sex things because we never actually got the education that I'm like, this is actually brilliant.
Yes. And I am going to add the dick ratings in mine because I just think it's so fun. And I get random dick pics all the time and I'm like, ew, what is this? But I would like to empower these men like you do to give them some help. And so I'm open to all dick photos coming in to me once you pay the subscription.
Make them pay.
Yeah.
You see some unique dicks and I'm always like, I want to be kind and loving.
Yes.
And I also want to be honest that I'm like, you have a unique dick. I haven't seen a dick like this before, but you know what? This week I got a dick pic rating and I had the biggest piercing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Through the head.
Ow.
I was shocked that I like actually stood there for a little bit and was like, this is mind blowing.
What was the rating on that one that you gave it?
I was like, I'm impressed because the fact, and it was like gauged. Like I'm telling, like it was like gauged to the tip.
But do you do 1 through 10 ratings? Like, did you give it a 10?
I typically don't. I think I actually did give him like a 12 out of 10 because the fact you endorse that huge of a gauged dick, like. Because it must feel good for him and must feel good for the other person. So I was like, way to take one for the team.
Yes. God, I can't imagine what was going on when he had that done. Jesus. Well, good for him. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. Tell people where they can find you, where they can sign up for your classes and also where they can sign up for your OnlyFans. Go ahead.
It's Courtney Tilia on every platform. So CourtneyTilia.com is my, where you can find all of my courses and
And it's T-I-L-L-I-A, yeah?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Yep. And if anyone wants to reach out to you on Instagram or ask any questions, should they DM you or should they go to your website? Is there a place where they can email you?
Instagram's probably better. It's okay. The Courtney Tilia on Instagram.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait
thank
to see
you.
If people sign up after this and have the guts to do it. I think that people hopefully will understand that it's more of an empowering thing to have some financial freedom, but also have some freedom to just be who you are and that there doesn't have to be a stigma that goes with it. So, so congratulations on everything that you are doing.
Thank you.
And I really hope that people follow in your footsteps.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.